Okay, a few minutes that we have, and we all say something short or stark. I'm going to stick with Miss Yankees. Miss Yankees speaks about Vayayidu Eidu Hashem Bailin the Mamanei, He Yoshe Pesach Royot Kechoy Mayoy. What happened? After Bris Mila, at the end of the last week's parasha, Lech Lechu Vayayidu Eidu Hashem, after such lishu the Mila Hoyo, so then the Malachim came to visit Avraham Avinu. So we know that there's no mikra. Everything has a cheshbon, everything has a mashmuz. What's the pshat? After the mila, after the bris mila, then the Malachim came to visit Avraham Avinu. The other push pshat. We know shlish of the mila was very shvach, and the guest and was kichay mayoyim, and the guests weren't coming. There's no guests. So maybe the moish loyim tzul zakvas nefesh. Sent them to the Malachim, but obviously they have to have some sort of mashmuz on the, some sort of oimik. But the Malachim came dafka after Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Bris Mila, the Malachim then came to visit Avraham Avinu. So look, we know that Abdias Oilam, Stakel by Reise, created the world based on the Torah Kedosh, Torah of the Bria. The Torah Kedosh is valuable not only to this world, but the Malachim wanted it as well. To know Hoyt Chalash Mayim. They came with Tanya to the Rebbe Yisrael, why are you giving it to Yeladisha? You should keep it in Shemayim, to the Malachim, the Srufim, to know Hoyt Chalash Mayim. That was the Tanya the Malachim had by Bria Soilam. Why is the Torah going to this world? Especially later on when Moshe Rabbeinu came to take the Torah, then it was a Gantz of Kiach that he had, until the Malachim agreed that the Torah could come down to this world. But then, in the times up until Matan Torah, up until Moshe Rabbeinu, the Malachim fought with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Torah should remain in Shemayim. To know Hoyt Chal HaShemayim. Avraham Avinu, after Bris Mila, the Malachim understood something, even though we see they still came later on with Tainus. But after we can, the Malachim had a certain Havuna, a certain understanding, and why the Torah as a shaykh is appropriate for this world. What happened by Bris Mila?
It's Marshall.
Bris Mila, the was Marshall. But more than that, he put into his goof, he put into a choysim of Kedisha. Choysim, always Bris Kedisha, he put a choysim of Kedisha into his goof. The idea of a choysim of Kedisha is, we find, basically I just bring this down, but this is a choysim, the tishtel, we have to tishtel feel over here. Find out that Melech was in the Beis HaMerchitz, the mikveh, the Beis HaMerchitz, took off all his clothing. He says, he took a look, he's mamish, urim kol mitzvahs. Yeah, he doesn't have his big day malchus. There's maybe any other person, and there's no mitzvahs. The person can't do any mitzvahs in the Beis HaMerchitz. The verse says, the mamish, urim nakeding anten. This could be the smile, that's the love of the person, it's a choysen. Bris Kodesh is a choysim of Kodesh in the person itself. So push it out in the Medrash, we learn, it's something that's allowed the person to always be, because you can't separate yourself from the choysim of a Bris Kodesh. Part of the gift of the person. It's the only thing that's part of the gift of a person. What's more than that? Bris Mila is something that's with a person consistently and constantly, say when the person is beyoidin, say below yoidin. Haini. When he created the world, the Rebbe Shlomo Tabriya, is an Olam Elyon, an Olam Atachton. Yeah, and the object of a person, the object of this world, Bechlal is Givain, as Rutz HaKodesh Bochi, the Rebbe Shlomo Gehalte Gevaldike Rutzen, the Sa'ava HaKodesh Bochi, the Rebbe Shlomo Dira Betachtoinen, he wanted a Dira Betachtoinen, he wanted to be Mashra Shchinusa in this world, the other is a Mashra Shchinusa of the world, he created the world, He created a world of Gashmias, and in the world of Gashmias, he gave it an opportunity that they can bring in Ashruas Ashkina into the world of Gashmias. That's the idea of the Oilam Tachtin. Up until Avraham Avinu, the Moishlam was only known as the Kashamayim. Rashi brings down, right? Kashamayim, no one knew who he was. A lot of there was a Yechidim that knew, but the common knowledge in the world was the Moishlam, Avadu, Zagot, Zabashaf, and the Belt, but this is the Kashamayim. Aber da kann ich auch jetzt, was auch nicht in das Galibar von mir bin. Hier ist mein Fass, mein Schmoy, Quoi der Beulam, ist mein Fass, aber da kann ich auch jetzt, ist mein Fass, und das nicht nur der Kerl Schmein, noch der Kai Uretz. He's also a God. He's also on this world as well. And the object of the creation is to bring the Rebbeinu Shloman to this world. To unite the worlds. Shem Yichud, the Yachud, Shem Yitzke, the Vufke, the Yidia, the Vavist, the Yachud, the Yitzke, the Vufke, the Yitzke, the Olam Elyon, and the Vufke, the Olam Atachman, to unite the two worlds together. The Mele, Avraham Avinu was the first person that was a father, the Rebbeinu Shloman of this world, and he was Mamlech, the Rebbeinu Shloman, and to becoming a Lekai who rests on this world. And that's why the Bris Midah was given to Avraham Avinu. Because the Bris Midah, the idea of the Chosim of Kedushin, a person is that he has a gift, which is Gashmias. Gashmias Tit, the goof of a person, Titach Be'asim, everything, that's the laws of gravity, everything pulls back to its Shoedish, pulls back to its roots. The goof of a person pulls back to its roots. That's what Achamei Be'asim, you put the goof back into a law for Toshav, yeah? The neshama for the mensch, the neshama pulls up. Right, Adam is Meloshna Adamo, it's also Meloshna Adame. Adame Le Elyon, that's Chedek and Neshama. The Chedek I give is Udam, is Adamo, it's Earth. It's the Chedek that the Lekami Mal, that compares itself to the Boyish Lord and the Chvoid of Asloi. The Chedek the person, the mundane, which pulls down the Gashmis of this world. Mavini, he was the first person of a reason that was not the sparsim, and he got no achvon his at Lekei Hashemayim Lekei Uretz, and the goof has a there's a yichet that unites the two worlds not only Genevelt so avos our God of Genevelt from this world as well, and this world there's act accordingly. Well, and that's the tachlis of the Torah Kedosh. Avinu was zoich to Bris Mila. Chosim of Kedusha within his group. This is what Torah is all about. We that Torah like this. The only Shemayim, they don't have this opportunity tonight. So the Malachim came to because Malachim understood the soy, the secret of the tachas of Torah, like by Avraham Avinu, like by the Yeludish of Avraham Avinu, like this. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu later on, by in the Medrash, the Chazal is brought down over there, Moshe Rabbeinu told Moshe, answer that, hachter lam tshuva. Before the tshuva, it says Bechlal, Tzor klas teponim shal Moshe, doim la Avraham Avinu, there's the Chazal. Made of Moshe look like Avraham Avinu, and he told him, you're not embarrassed. You stay by him in his house. You ate by him. This is how you're treating him. You look like Avraham Avinu. Let's push up Shalom Yisrael. The Malachim should be embarrassed. You ate by them. But we know Malachim didn't even eat it. Pipashtis, right? So what are they supposed to be embarrassed? Sachaka, we were sent. Moshe was there in Shemayim. And the Eved made Moshe's face look like Avraham Avinu's face. And the Eved told the Malachim, how could you fight with him? Look, you stayed by his house. But we know in Chazal, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Malachim was sent to Avraham Avinu as a chesed, as a favor for him. Right? It's like, you sent us to do him a favor, because he's waiting for guests. So you sent him, we don't have to eat. Yeah, Malachim don't have to eat. We come into this world just to make it, to give him chizik. He has guests, not using it against us. It is not because of the embarrassment you stayed by his house. Remember what you saw about Avraham Avinu. What did you see about Avraham Avinu? He saw the Bris Mila, he saw the Chosim, and that's why he came down from in the first place. Because he understood what's the soid, what's the secret of the Torah Kedosh. So this is what we learn from the beginning of this week's parasha. The Eid of Hashem, we learn what's the tachlis of Briyas Oil, what's the tachlis of a person in this world. Bris Mila is about the Bris Mila is a Zach, Mi Yalu Lono Hashemayim, Shteit, is Mila. Mi Yalu Lono Hashemayim is Mila. Why? Because the Mila is Mechaber, a person, Shemayim, he unites the Oilam Atachta with the Oilam Elyon. The Bris Mila is a mitzvah that Yidna Mekayim is Simcha Adoyim, Shteit Chamei Shloyev, Shteit Duvat Tzivu L'Elav Doyim, refers to Bris Mila. What was he Mitzavu L'Elav Doyim? Elav Doyim refers to forever, right? Yoyim Mishal Kuzboki, Elav Shunu. 1000 years, 1000 This meat is something that's alive even constantly. How do you even say, even my Yidim was, you know, so far removed from Yidim? Come out of Yidim. I'm saying it's a double nothing void by Yidim. Why? Because this meat is a chayfu. And we have to learn from this meat. Sometimes we don't focus on it because it's a that the person himself is not Mekayim. You only Mekayim it by your children. But the person by himself, this meat is something that they always had it from day 8. Oh, they didn't know. Eid is why? Because he's here of elevate down in this world. How do you bring the boy from down in this world? A person is an al-Khid. Minus Chesed. Davant. That's what Farah Smith Voice Shemaim is. The crowds of thousands of people, just by doing it, brings down the kiss, brings down a ruach. So the tachlis from the Rifin, from this Milan, that's the tachlis from this week's parish, that's the tachlis. It's one guy that we learned, it's about Mola Achun, where Avraham Avinu was willing to, from this world, sacrifice what's most important to him. That's the story that brought out Kvod Shemayim in this world, Boisen. Avraham Avinu was one of the Megal Deibish in this world. That Adar Yom Hazeh, we live with the Koyach. From the Tata Avraham. The Tata Avraham was Av Hamayim Goyim. He brought the kist to the ganze Welt, not just to the Eden. Everywhere that has this Musaq of Getlachkeit, of godliness in this world, all comes from Avraham Avinu.